You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Welcome to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. In this episode, I have the pleasure of interviewing Heather Irene. Heather runs a successful Facebook group called Rewire Your Life for Radiance and Weight Release, and it's really about learning powerful yet simple and practical ways to release weight while creating balance to live a healthy, radiant life. Heather, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you, thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you. And ladies, I'm a little bit biased. Heather is Canadian, as am I, as you know. So there's an unspoken bond already.
You betcha, Canadian queens.
So Heather, I was wondering, can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, absolutely I can. So I am a 43-year-old, feeling like a 33-year-old mama of two amazing kids. I live in an amazing little community in northern Saskatchewan. I am a retired correctional officer by trade. I work part-time at a cute little health food store here in town, which is a beautiful complement to my online business, which I'll tell you about in half a second. But nice. I am super passionate about art. I love reading. I love being outside. I take a ton of pictures of anything outside. So my kids and I are super active within our community. And I mean, anything to do with connecting with women within my community and anywhere in Canada or anywhere in the world, to tell you the truth, I'm like super passionate about. So that is my main gig. So
that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I'm just wondering, you touched a little bit on your business. Can you share a little bit more about what you're doing online, please?
Oh, I would love to. Thanks. So for the last 2 years, I've been a weight release and radiant living coach, and I take women from feeling burnt out to burning up with endless amounts of natural energy as she's creating a sacred relationship with food, develops a positive self-image, and is shifting into empowering thoughts and behaviors. Now, like a lot of people, I was bullied as a kid and I was wounded deeply by traumatic experiences. So I was really stuck in anxiety, perfection, control, and comparison. And I always felt like I had to prove my worth. And I based all of my value on outside opinion. So I was left feeling super empty and lonely. And I had turned to food and alcohol as a young adult. And with emotional eating, I blew up to almost 235 pounds with my first pregnancy. I found myself stuck in people-pleasing. I was suffering from extreme fatigue due to my inability to say no. And I was unable to ask for any sort of help. So I just accepted the struggle as normal. I hated my body, and I compared it to everyone else's. Mm. I was a yo-yo dieter who sabotaged every diet because I didn't understand what I really needed to do was release the baggage that was on my shoulders and my heart. Mm-hmm. And that was what really had me weighted down, the old stories and the untruths that kept me blind to my true worth and capacity to experience joy. And so my programs, I've created some programs to really help support women and to hold them with the sacred space, because we really have to realize that it's not our stomachs that are starving, it is our souls. And when we really want to release the brainwashing of hitting a specific weight target for our true happiness to actually come to us, or that we will finally be worthy of love, or finally be worthy of our dream job when we finally hit that weight. You're going to get to that weight and still feel like you're missing something, or create that self-sabotage again. So I've created some programs that really help women experience optimal health rather than feeling fixated on the scale. We talk about embracing your body and celebrating your unique beauty. Really learning about ebb and flow rather than this like constant energizer bunny, go, 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 pushing and struggling and forcing. And exploring options on how to drop the struggle and the scarcity and just feeling so stuck, because we can really get stuck with negative emotions of worthlessness and resentment, anxiety. I mean, there's so many negative thought processes that just keep us limited. And we also explore being able to create boundaries so they can drop this awful slave mentality and to feel heard and supported. So shifting from feeling invisible to learning how to feel seen and heard with confidence and magnetizing ease.
I love that. It's your mission is just so empowering, so noble.
Thank you.
You know, with your story and background in terms of being bullied and how so many women need services like yours, because it sadly it starts when we're kids and it just never gets corrected in the right way, and then we become those adults. So,
well, sadly, it can be generational wounds, you know, cultural wounds, things that are embedded in our DNA. And those wounds are even the ones that we don't even know how to verbalize, right? So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because with my own awareness, our journeys can be so messy. But in the end, it really turns into our magic. And that message allows somebody else not to feel alone. They can feel like they belong because someone else has experienced or felt the same way that they have, you know?
Absolutely.
And that can be like crazy healing, deep, deep healing. And create an amazing soul connection, you know? And that's like, that's life. That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah.
That's very true. So I'm just curious with taking your business online, what prompted you to do that?
Well, I worked with an amazing mentor who really prompted me to, or convinced me that I should go online. And to tell you the truth, it was a very scary journey of visibility and really believing in my message. And after I was done, I had graduated from her program, I actually reached out to a business mentor, who then showed me, broke down the business tools and made it so that it was an easy process for me. Because as much as I love my community, I love my province, I love my country, I want to be out there. I want to be talking to Americans. I want to talk to people in Europe. Like, I don't want to limit myself to just having people in my house, which I love as well. So that's really where I became inspired to go online.
That makes total sense. It, you know, you talk about wanting to make a bigger impact, and absolutely, online is the way to go for sure.
Yeah.
So with your business, with being able to go online, with the services you offer, why do you believe that that's going to be a true source of passive income?
Well, I believe that serving is everyone's obligation. And if we're going to heal collectively, then responsibility is in our authentic message. And people are willing to pay for transformation. It Absolutely. Is the new wave. It is, thank God, our natural evolution. So, I mean, package up your gifts, make it yeah. into a program, give people the option of options of growth, and they will come.
Well said. Very true. Very true. I like that. So in terms of, you know, you talked a little bit about your story. I'm curious, we all know that we learn from failure. What was one of your lessons learned or takeaways that you were able to apply?
In business, really learning ebb and flow. There's a time for work and production, and mm-hmm. then there's a time of play and downloading inspiration. When you're in this constant headspace of I have to produce, you know, and I've got to be online, present-wise, it just takes the joy out of it. And people yeah. sense that. So if you are not in your own space of ease and flow and grace, then take a day, like just take a break. And that would be where I think I failed in the beginning. It was all about got to get the content out. I have to post in the business, post on my profile, post in the group. I was trying to manage YouTube and other things, and I got out of my balance, and that's what I preach. And it didn't serve me. So that was my biggest failure.
That's a good lesson learned, though. There's a lot of women out there who need to hear that, because we try as women. I find that it's ingrained. It's a societal expectation. We're expected to do more until we burn out. And if we burn out, we don't say anything. We just keep going.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we talked about lessons learned, but what's been your biggest success that you're most proud of?
So my biggest success is being visible. Okay. People do not know that you exist if you are not visible. So for me, it was content. And then I put my big girl panties on and I started doing pre-recorded videos. And then I really stepped up and looked fear in the face and started doing live trainings. Mm-hmm. And that has been massive because I have grown my group. I feel more comfortable in my message. I know what my energy is protruding and exuding to others because I'm watching myself. But I'm also being gifted interaction, and it's like looking fear in the face and saying, I got you and I got this and I'm going to keep it up. You know, maybe the first couple of lives are terrifying, and I wouldn't blame you if they weren't. They are, could be a little bit on the horrifying side, but if you just keep it up, don't let it define you. Just keep at it. Keep up. People are screaming for you. They're praying for your message. They need to see you. So just take the plunge, jump off the cliff and get it done. That for me has been huge.
I love that. You're right. Getting out of your comfort zone is so important. And what you just mentioned too, just do it. Just do it. Don't think about what if or what is everybody else going to think. Just do it. And I started my own Facebook Live journey December of last year. And I was doing one every single day. And good Lord, I was so mousy. And that's not like me, but on video, it's a whole other story because you're distracted, right? But I really like your takeaway in terms of success and getting out of your comfort zone. That's awesome. So then when it comes to the vision of your business and your future for your family, what do you want to see?
Oh, well, my vision is to work worldwide. Honestly, I would love to hit every country. And I'm so blessed with working part-time right now, but I would love more than anything to work strictly from home. Mm-hmm. And be even more present for my children. And getting to a point where I'm too busy with one-on-one clients to be able to create group learning sessions, because I really feel like when women are sitting at a table together, like magic happens. There is collective healing there that is inaudible or inarguable. So I would love to create more. I am dreaming about hosting warm retreats and forest retreats and just like living and breathing it. That absolutely is my vision. So
I love that. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
It's I'm exciting, so isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's very inspiring.
Well, you know, you start and then you dream small to begin with, but then you start dreaming more and more and you get yourself inspired. And it's like you don't want to stop. You want to grow bigger and get bigger. And oh, it's just amazing.
That's well said. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Heather, for being here. It's been a pleasure to hear your story, to hear a little bit more about your services. And if people want to learn more, they can go to the Facebook group, Rewire Your Life for Radiance, right?
Absolutely. Yes. But be my friend first. Add me on Facebook first.
Perfect. I'll let you, you can do that then, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, excellent. And thank you so much for having me, and your message and the support that you offer for women is phenomenal. Like I adore you and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.